Well, welcome to any visitors and all you faithful. We enjoy seeing all of you here today. We have started the Lenten season, and I would like you to consider the immensity, the wonder, and mystery of our beautiful universe. God has blessed us with stars, planets, and our earth with all the plant life and all its creatures. Yes, we are one of his creatures and are blessed with a consciousness and the ability of knowing God. Now, in 2017, our scientific community had the Hubble telescope to focus its lenses on an area of space the size of a straw's diameter. Look, that's a small diameter. And what did they see? They were amazed in that they found 2 trillion galaxies like ours. The immensity of this causes one to fall to one's knees in silent adoration. Jesus has given us so much. And when we were in a very dangerous time in our evolution, he came and became one of us. In our gospel, we hear of Lucifer's last struggle to trick Jesus Christ of his sovereign authority. Lucifer was spreading the untruth that there is no God and that Jesus had just made up the idea of God. So there was war in heaven. Jesus and his angels fought the dragon, Lucifer, Satan, and the apostle prince. And the dragon and his rebellious angels fought, but prevailed not. The war in heaven was not a physical battle, as a conflict might be conceived here on earth. The war in heaven was very terrible and very real. While not displaying none of the brutality so characteristic of physical warfare on our world, this conflict was far more deadly. Material life is in jeopardy in a material battle, but in the war in heaven was fought in terms of life eternal. The dragon sees an opportunity to strike while Jesus appeared more vulnerable in his physically and emotionally weakened condition due to his prolonged fasting and inner struggle over his particular call and mission. They thought they could persuade Jesus to choose his own path rather than the path that required self-renunciation, humility, and obedience to his Father's will. Jesus had to struggle with temptation, especially the temptation to choose his own way and to push aside the way his Father wanted him to go. This is the fundamental temptation which confronts each one of us as well. My way or God's way? My will or God's will? They first tempted Jesus to turn stones into bread, both to prove his supernatural power and to satisfy his own personal hunger. They then tempted Jesus with the best the world could offer, great riches, privileges, glory and fame, and the power to rule over all the kingdoms of the world. Jesus saw the trap of placing the world's glory, wealth, and power above the honor, glory, and service that is due God alone. In the last temptation, they tried to have Jesus put God to the test, but Jesus quoted scripture, "You shall not put the Lord your God to the test." We need to develop that type of thinking, an ability to stand fast, to always choose to do our Master's will. I have a story of Hans, the shepherd boy, as retold by Ellen and Layman Kobach, of how Hans stands fast, does his master's will under immense temptation. Hans was a little shepherd boy who lived in Germany. One day, he was keeping his sheep near a great woods when a hunter rode up to him. "How far is it to the nearest village, my boy?" asked the hunter. "It's 6 miles, sir," said Hans. "But the road is only a sheep track. You might easily miss your way." "My boy," said the hunter, "if you will show me the way, I will pay you well." Hans shook his head. "I cannot leave the sheep, sir," he said. "They would stray into the woods, and the wolves might kill them. But if one or two of the sheep are eaten by wolves, I will pay for them. I will give you more than you can earn in a year." "Sir, I cannot go," said Hans. "These sheep are my master's. If they are lost, I should be to blame." "If you cannot show me the way, will you get me a guide? I will take care of your sheep while you are gone." "No," said Hans, "I cannot do that. The sheep do not know your voice." And then he stopped. "Can't you trust me?" asked the hunter. "No," said Hans. "You have tried to make me break my word to my master. How do I know that you would keep your word?" The hunter laughed. "You are right," said he. "I wish I could trust my servants as your master can trust you. Show me the path. I will try to get to the village alone." Just then, several men rode out of the woods. They shouted for joy. "Oh, sir," cried one, "we thought you were lost." Then Hans learned, to his great surprise, that the hunter was a prince. He was afraid that the great man would be angry with him, but the prince smiled and spoke in praise of him. A few days later, a servant came from the prince and took Hans to the palace. "Hans," said the prince, "I want you to leave your sheep and to come and serve me. I know you are a boy whom I can trust." Hans was very happy over this good fortune. "If my master can find another shepherd to take my place, then I will come and serve you." So Hans went back and tended the sheep until his master found another shepherd. After that, he served the prince many years. How can we hope to fight temptation and overcome sin in our own personal lives? Remember, the Holy Spirit led Jesus and will lead us if we call upon him when tempted. God wants us to fight a good fight of faith with strength and help which comes from the Holy Spirit. Do you seek God's wisdom and guidance for overcoming sin and avoiding the near occasions of sin? Lord Jesus, fill us with the Holy Spirit that we may have the strength and courage to embrace your will in all things and to renounce whatever is contrary to it. We pray. I have one suggestion, that you say this short prayer every day during this Lenten period. If you so desire to do that, I printed some little slips and they're up front by the exit over here. If you'd like to, you can pick one up on your way out, and thank you.